Well, buried within this 300-page prospectus that's been circulated to prospective investors for this £500 million bond that they're looking to refinance their debt with, there's rather an interesting line. Obviously, it's full of caveats and potential risks, which all of these sorts of documents are, but there's a very interesting line where they carve out the Manchester United's training ground in Carrington, which is a sort of state-of-the-art complex that opened in 2000. And they say that this could potentially be transferred to the Glazers' own holding company and then presumably either sold off and leased back to the club or entered into some other financial arrangement. Basically, it's not included in the bond offer, whereas the rest of its property, including Old Trafford, is. So, you know, this sort of rings alarm bells. And we'll just, I think, you know, all these things taken together just add to the level of concern for Manchester United fans who were worried about this from the start. And as more and more information comes out of the Glazer camp, partly as because of the need for them to refinance their debts, I think the more worried we see a lot of Manchester United fans becoming.
Because if it wasn't for the £80 million sale of Ronaldo and other transfer activity, Manchester United wouldn't have made any profit last year.
That's right. I mean, it's a... In a sense, it's quite a simplistic way of looking at it because football clubs' balance sheets are quite easily manipulated depending on whether you buy X player or you sell X player or you manage to get certain other players off the wage bill because players are their greatest cost. They tend to have a disproportionate effect. But there's no doubt, I mean, it's there in black and white, that if that Ronaldo money and money from other transfers wasn't included, United would have turned a 40-odd million pound profit into a £32 million loss, and that's very worrying for Manchester United fans. It's true that other football clubs do habitually make a loss, but the difference here is the size of the debt that's been incurred and the size of those interest payments that has to be met.
How did the Glazer family saddle Manchester United's phenomenally successful club with these astonishing debts?
Well, it's not actually that unusual. It seems like an age ago now, doesn't it? The sort of pre-financial meltdown world. But these sort of leveraged buyouts weren't that unusual in lots of other sectors. Obviously, the difference here and actually at Liverpool, as it's turned out, was that they were dealing with football clubs, which some people, often the fans, consider to be more than just any other company. And that's what they've run into. I mean, they had a plan that they thought would work in the financial climate as it was to incur these debts, to take them on, service them, sell the club on a profit and walk away with a handsome profit. Of course, the financial meltdown intervened and some of their other interests got squeezed, and they're finding it more difficult than they thought they might to make the whole thing work. In the meantime, of course, there are those fans who always thought it was wrong from the start to saddle a club that was completely debt-free and was making an awful lot of money on its own terms with debt and interest that meant that the money had to come out of the club to service that debt. And which side of that dividing line on tends to depend where you stand on leveraged buyouts in general, I think.
And for the moment, do we know whether any of this is affecting activity on the pitch?
Well, this is the big question, particularly, of course, for United fans. And the £80 million question, if you like, which still hasn't satisfactorily been answered. I mean, the club and Sir Alex Ferguson insist they still have money available to strengthen. I think after a sort of closer reading of the accounts, looking at that offer document yesterday, my reading of it is there can be money made available to Sir Alex Ferguson to strengthen the team, but it's certainly not the full £80 million, a large portion of which has been, you know, siphoned off into other uses. And I think they're being slightly disingenuous when they say any money that comes in can be spent on transfers, because that, transparently so far, isn't the case.